masking tape so that the wind won't break the paint. And nationally in town, Market Street and where the banks are, they've got 10, 12 feet of water in those streets. And they have to move their stocks up. And you notice some of the buildings have raised, in case of storm, that they won't have their goods damaged. But practically all the merchants that are low move their stock upstairs. And a great many people have closed their windows against storm and air conditioning now. Because when you have a pane, Lord knows what objects are going to fly and break that pane. And when that starts, well, then it starts everything popping.
Do any of the residents have storm shelters or anything like
no.
that?
No. Only shelters they go is a courthouse or people, public buildings or schools. And now since there's so many, the town has grown, and the people are very inconsiderate when they give them the advantage of a place to go. They're very untidy. The Negs and the Mexicans just don't give a continental, and it's just horrible to live under those conditions. I mean, very unsanitary conditions. For instance, they formerly had restrooms on the boulevard. They had to take them out. People would to tear the commodes and the pipe out, just to be vandalism, you know. So, and that's the same thing they do. They stop with the toilets, and they're messy. In other words, it don't belong to them, so they don't give a continental. And that's, I say, they do have like a city hall or the courthouse and people like that. But they're getting so now they don't want to let them in there because they don't give a continental. You even take the schools. They don't care what they do to the walls or this or that. When they're getting education, I mean, that's what's happening nowadays. I remember before this integration, we went to opening of a Negro public school, high school. They were proud. But that has changed now. And I'm sure you notice that in your country. They don't give a continental to their...
They didn't want to come over to Ball High, remember? They like it.
That's the name of our high school, Ball High.
They didn't want to go.
But anyway, Bassett, the country has changed and they don't give a continental. I think we have the dirtiest town in the country. They don't care. They don't care. And so many of our area, when we have white people, like when I was in the East End, we only had one or two Negs, and they were living in the back. Well, I don't remember any Mexicans at that time. And people had a little friendly feeling. Well, we had a lot of good old doggies. Good people, you know, like you have in your country. And it's just turned upside down. Now, what you got there? About storms now, but then the suspense, the wind, and when the thing's gonna hit. In the meantime, people go to the store and get what they can for groceries. I mean, put in. Some people have systems to catch water in case the water lines are broken, and people buy candles or kerosene lights. That ordinary gasoline light, kerosene lanterns, all old lamps, you know, with chimneys, remember, that you put in there.
We got lamps here in case the lights go out, right?
Which happened in any